Continuing Siman Reish Dalad, we are up to Sif Hei. So Sif Hei discusses when you have wine, so obviously it would be a Bari Per Gafen. The question is, what if you have Shimra Yayin, you have sediment of wine, it has some flavor, so at what point does it retain the Bari Per Gafen status? Up until what point? And at what point do we say it is no longer Hagafen and it gets downgraded to Shahako? So Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hei, quoting the Gemara Baba Basar, which deals with the wine being poured on the Mizbeach, and you have Rishayim there, important Rishayim, important Shitas, in regards to the halachas of wine in general, when it comes to the Alkoisis, when it comes to Bari Per Gafen and Kiddush. Shimer Yayin Mevarech Alei Bari Per Gafen, the sediment of wine still retains its bracha Bari Per Gafen. Nasan Behem Mayim, what if you added water to it? So Im Nasan Shloisha Midos Mayim, let's say you added 3 ounces of water, Umatza Arba, now you found 4 ounces total, so that means one of the ounces of the beverage came from wine. So you have a 3-to-1 water to wine ratio. So it's still Havalei Ki Yayin Mazug. This is the Yayin Mazug of Gemara fame. Mavarech Bari Per Gafen. This would still be Bari Per Gafen because it has the status of Yayin. V'matzo Pachas, but let's say you only found 3.9 ounces. That means you did not have 1 ounce coming from wine. So it's more than a 3-to-1 ratio of water to wine. So you found less, the 1 is less than 1, so it's 3 to 0.8. So then av pishish by tam yayin, kiyuba amahu is considered kiyuba. Veinu mevarech el shahako, the bracha would be a shahako. Now v'hainu b'yeno yishel lahem shoye chazakum. Their wines, which are very strong. This mechaber is to question what this means. Rav Belsi Zatzal used to say that it wasn't that the wines were any stronger, it's that they thought the wine was stronger because they would drink this all the time. And therefore, for them, in order to have, this was their Diet Coke. So they always had to water down wine. But today, people drink wine when they're sitting down to drink wine, so it doesn't feel as strong. But our wine that we do not need to dilute, we drink it as is. It doesn't say on the bottle, please add water before using it. It's not a concentrate. We don't view it as a concentrate. So I feel the Rama Talasa Vasa Arba in a Mabarak Allah Bari Per Gafen, even a 3-to-1 ratio would not work when it comes to Shemarim. Very important to point that out. So we would try to figure out what do people do in this place when it comes to regular wine. And we would say the same thing would apply to a Shemarim. Now the Rama says, you shouldn't have more than a six to one ratio of water to wine. Kiaz vaday batel, then it would definitely be batel because we know in Hilchos Stamenim the Rama Shita is b'shamashkin, but the Gemara says when it comes to water, 6 parts water to 1 part wine, the wine is batel, even if the wine was iser, if it was stamienim, only osim drabanan, not the ayinesim, but if it was stamienim, the halacha would be that it will be batel in the final product, and that's one of the considerations regarding sherry casks and those type of shilas. Okay, siv katan chavzayin of the mishabur, shimra yayin, sediment, hainu kishaloi nasun leimayim, alashasa oisim gufa, you're drinking it straight, the shimra yayin, umnei sheish ben machluchas yayin, since it has some remnants, some moisture from the wine, varech bari per gafen, you make a bari per gafen vaftash, the shmar mazuki mazik, even though it's a very strong taste, it hurts going down, after the mayr shemotas raka lechluchs mehem, you're not actually eating the shmarim, you're drinking the liquid of it, you're squeezing that out. Shloishim yidus, mayr b'shmar m'shalan avim, shadarcho esam, but shenase b'chli teruvus mayim, a b'li teruvus mayim. It means you have leftover shmarim sediment, and there was never any water added. But the way they made their raisin juice, they originally would soak the raisin with water. So the lachluchas that remains is not pure raisin. It's partial water and raisin solution. So then, so it's already, there's a lot of water already in it. Now you're adding more water. You're definitely rooting this wine. We're talking about shmarim. That's why it's a 3-to-1 ratio. Of a yayin gufa, regular wine that you or grape juice. It could be up to 6-to-1. That's also considered yayin. So according to Mishnah Berurah's Pesach right now, at this point, let's say a person took pure grape juice, not grape juice, we concentrate, not regular pure grape juice, it's hard to find, but let's say Kedem does make one of the bottles, I think at some point of the year, it's pure straight grape juice, doesn't have a very long shelf life, and the quality control isn't as great as their classic Kedem product, which has grape juice concentrate, and they have a proper formula so that you have quality control. But if you took pure grape juice and you added up to 6-to-1 water against it, and you can use it as a dalakosis, according to the Ramaz, we'll see in a second, that would work. Because this Mechaber is talking about a halacha regarding shmarim. So, v'inim rakshi b'tam yayin shor l'shti ayde mezigo zu, v'derech menem l'shti sumakam yayin ayde mezigo zu. But it has to be normal for people to drink like that. And we could debate grape juice. Maybe once it's already 50% water and no longer has the taste of grape juice, I think most places say you should not do that, only up to 50%. I heard it from someone who ate by Rav Schwab, Zatzal. He ate the Siddur by Rav Schwab, and Rav Schwab would do three parts grape juice, three parts water to grape juice. He said one of the parts was seltzer and grape juice. Maybe it was 2-to-1. I think it was grape juice. Yeah, it was grape juice, seltzer, and water. That was his mix, his concoction. Okay, because if it's not, doesn't have a taste of grape juice, nobody would label a grape juice, it's watery, then so there are different options when it comes to light grape juice by the Seder, once, you know, right before Pesach now. So one thing would be to add water to it. I would say up to 50%. That's the way I heard from Rabbi Elsi Zatzal. Up to 50% would work, assuming you're using regular grape juice, so up to 50%. Alternatively, you can use the light grape juice from Kedem. There's a debate how that works with the formula and grape juice from concentrate, and they use different grapes. Halacha l'maaseh, there's what to be saimichon, and a person could use that for the dalakosis, but don't water that down further. It already has enough water in there, so don't water that one down. Okay, sivkat lamet el shakel v'achrov birchos bari nefashos rabbos. Then you make a bar nefashos because it's not considered hagafen anymore. If you look at the Mechaber without my comments, because I was coming from the Mishnah Berurah, but if you just read the Mechaber and the Ramah, the Mechaber says, okay, so usually you go up until 3-to-1, but in our times, it's going to be less. And the Ramah says, yeah, as long as it's within 6-to-1. That doesn't make any sense. You're arguing in the Mechaber. You're not helping. Because the Mechaber said he was being machmer, the yenish lanu loisage shi rak revius yain. It's not enough to have a revius, only a revius yain. Afilu maderech boi simakum nasos mizigo gedoyla halipachas revius yain mavade le mahani afilu b'yenish lahem shim chazakin. To have having one quarter being 25% being wine. The Ramah, Rashi, the Hani, Arkarv, the Shishach halakam mayim. The MS, the Viha Ugar, like Kol Shmarim. The Ramah is quoting the Ugar. The Ugar is talking about Shmarim. The Vishmarim, when it comes to Shmarim, Hashir, and the Ramah is talking about yin. When it comes to wine itself, then up until 6, still has a shame yain. Obviously, keep in mind the butler died to it's a kolavim factor. That if today nobody considers that chashav a yain, or they wouldn't consider a grape juice. So even if it's only 40% water, one could argue that that's no longer considered grape juice. Siv katan. Lamed beis ki az mayayin yosim yechem shishav mayim shem yayin alav. It still has one of vashi sheboi tam reich sheyayin. Has to be had a taste and the smell of wine. V'derech me'odom l'shtois yayin kim zigazu v'chana b'soyf sivkot. And chavtes, as we said a few times already. V'dat, the divri hagozu mayar gam kem b'yayin chay. Shnasim t'chilo b'litar v'smayim. Straight wine without any water. V'kach roi shetois alav akar chab mayim v'yayin shem yayin alav. Av b'yayin tzimukum shalonu. Our raisin juice, shnas arv m'tchilo tzimukum harb mayim. Ayin shay klal akar chab mzigazu. If there was already water in the production, then you cannot add any more water. Now, there were those that argued that the same thing would apply to concentrate, grape juice from concentrate, that the water that they add back, they concentrate it so that they could ship it and they could store it, then they add back water to reconstitute it. So Ravelsky's and Sal's Psak was, okay, It was grape juice, and it still is grape juice, and he had rias from Tosfos and Shabbos, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zatzal. He argued, before Rabowski, he said that that grape juice and concentrate, when you reconstitute it, does not have the status of full-strength grape juice. But again, that's another machlekes. Next. Sivkatan Even if it has a little bit of taste of wine, still Chazal told us that's not called wine and it's tam kiyua. Rav Moshe goes with this in his tshuva regarding blended whiskey, that even if it has a tam, even if it has some taste of wine, it's not called wine anymore. This is considered kiyua. Let's say the wine was not mixed into water. It was mixed into other beverages. This is Machlikas in Yeridea. It comes up in that tshuva as well regarding the sherry cask and the blended whiskey. I'm the El Basim Reish Beis Sif Al Baga or Mishnah Brua Masha Kasav Nusham, what we discuss there.